Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 50 of Joshua, living the victorious life. Today's title is Worship on Mount Ebal. J.D. Greer said, "God calls us first, not to a platform, but to an altar." John Ortberg said, "I need to worship because without it, I can forget that I have a big God beside me and live in fear. I need to worship because without it, I can forget His calling and begin to live in a spirit of self-preoccupation. I need to worship because without it, I lose a sense of wonder and gratitude and plod through life with blinders on. I need to worship because my natural tendency is towards self-reliance and stubborn independence." Our text today is Joshua 8, 30 through 31. "At that time, Joshua built an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel, on Mount Ebal, just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded the people of Israel. As it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of uncut stones, upon which no man has wielded an iron tool. And they offered on it burnt offerings to the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings." It's interesting that after the defeat of Ai, Israel took a break from physical battles to worship spiritually before God. Rather than keep their military momentum and forge ahead into the Promised Land, they take a challenging journey for an extended time of marvelous worship. God had given Israel specific instructions through Moses about Mount Ebal. In Deuteronomy 11, 26 through 32, Moses commands the Israelites to be faithful and obedient to God for who He is and for all the mighty deeds He has done. It reads, "See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way that I am commanding you today, to go after other gods that you may have not known. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land that you are entering to take possession of it, you shall set the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. Are they not beyond the Jordan, west of the road, toward the going down of the sun in the land of the Canaanites who live in Arabah, opposite Gilgal, beside the oak of Morah? For you are to cross over the Jordan to go to take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And when you possess it and live in it, you shall be careful to do all the statutes and the rules that I am setting before you today." God places a high priority on His people worshiping Him. God commanded Israel to go to the specific place to meet with Him. In the heat of battle, with all enemies around them, God wanted Israel to see the urgency and necessity of worship. An altar was established on Mount Ebal. Mount Gerizim was the place for blessings, and one would expect to find the altar there. On the other hand, Mount Ebal was the place for curses. Colin Peckham gives us a deep look into the spiritual implications of Joshua 8, 30 through 31 in his commentary. "The altar was for sinners under the curse. The altar was built and the offering given on Mount Ebal, prefiguring the one who came to enter the place of the curse. Not only is Christ the altar, but He is also the sacrifice. He bore the curses of God for taking our sin upon Himself. The people offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings. The voluntary burnt offering was to be completely consumed on the altar. This signified total surrender. Jesus totally surrendered Himself as the sacrificial Lamb of God when He went to Calvary. He held nothing back but gave Himself completely as an offering for our redemption. And this is what we must do when we come to Him and give our all. It indicates complete consecration. The peace offering was not wholly consumed by the fire, as part was eaten by those who brought the offering, to signify that they had fellowship and communion with God. They fed on the sacrificial lamb. We too feed on the Lamb of God. They were given instructions concerning this offering. You shall offer peace offerings, and shall eat there, and rejoice before the Lord your God, in Deuteronomy 27:7. How amazing! They ate and rejoiced at the place of the curse. Jesus took the curse for us, was slain, yet in this terrible offering we rejoice, for it is for our salvation. We take the life of the sacrificial lamb who died, but who lives, and through his life we live. We feast on him who is our life. Gratefully and humbly, we rejoice at the place called Calvary, the place of the curse, where our sins are judged and removed, and where we feast on the life of the risen Lord. 1,000 years later, the Samaritans built their altar on Mount Gerizim, not Mount Tabal. The woman of Samaria pointed to Mount Gerizim when she said to Jesus, "Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Self-righteous Samaritans would not come as sinners to Mount Ebal, the place of the curse, but they built their altar on Mount Gerizim, with its hoped-for blessings. So Jesus had to say to her, "You worship what you do not know." Today, the self-righteous among us will not come as sinners, confessing their guilt and sin, to the substitutionary sacrifice on Mount Calvary, the place of the curse. But they go as righteous people seeking blessing at the altar of their own making. They go, as it were, to Mount Gerizim, hoping for the blessing, and they worship what they do not know. Some questions for today. Do you struggle to remember to worship God when you get busy with everything that's going on in your life? Why or why not? What does the timing of Israel's worship say about the significance of celebrating God? In your opinion, what is the implication of God's command to worship on these two mountains? How did his command in Deuteronomy 11:26 32 impact Jesus' conversation in John 4 with the woman at the well? In your time of praising God, do you have a personal Mount Gerizim? Do you have a spiritual Mount Ebal? Explain your responses. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for an opportunity to bring our sins to you. Thank you for being the Lamb that is sacrificed so that we can reap blessings. I pray, Lord, that we wouldn't take it for granted, and that you would show us how to live our lives in honor of your sacrifice. In your name we pray. Amen.